Imagine a world where you could memorize thousands of random digits, entire poems, or the order of multiple shuffled decks of cards in minutes. This isn't science fiction. It's the reality of memory champions, ordinary people who have trained their minds using techniques largely forgotten in our digital age. What if the limitations we perceive in our mental abilities are merely assumptions we've never challenged? What if extraordinary memory isn't innate, but learned? When I first encountered the U.S. Memory Championship, I was struck by a profound question. If these ordinary people could develop such remarkable abilities through practice, what other capacities might be dormant within all of us? This journey into memory's potential isn't just about party tricks. It's about understanding the untapped abilities lurking within each human mind. The competitors weren't born with exceptional brains. They had trained themselves, using methods dating back thousands of years, suggesting our mental capabilities might be far more malleable and expansive than we typically assume. Consider two extraordinary cases that illuminate memory's complexity. First, there was S., a Russian journalist who couldn't forget. When neuropsychologist A.R. Luria tested him, S. flawlessly recalled complex lists from decades earlier without preparation. His mind automatically transformed everything into vivid, persistent images through synesthesia, a neurological condition where sensory experiences blend together. For S., the number 5 appeared as a person in a specific pose, while words triggered explosions of colors, textures, and emotions. At the opposite extreme was EP, who suffered from profound amnesia after viral encephalitis destroyed his hippocampus. Living in an eternal present, EP could hold a conversation but couldn't remember it 5 minutes later. He read the same magazines repeatedly, each time experiencing them as new. Yet remarkably, he could still learn certain physical skills without remembering practicing them. These cases reveal memory's dual nature, both blessing and curse. S's inability to forget made abstract thinking difficult, while EP's condition showed how memory binds our experiences into a coherent sense of self. Without memory, each moment exists in isolation, perceived but not truly experienced as part of a continuous life. We are, in a profound sense, the sum of what we remember. The memory palace, an ancient Greek technique, is central to memory champion success. It works by placing vivid mental images representing information at specific locations in familiar spaces, which can later be retrieved by mentally walking through these locations. This method leverages our brain's natural strength in remembering places and unusual events. For example, imagine entering your home and seeing pickled garlic pulsating in the entryway, cottage cheese erupting on the stairs, and coconut milk flooding the bathroom sink. The more bizarre and multisensory these images, the better they stick. The technique's power lies in its simplicity. While we might struggle with abstract information like phone numbers, we can easily recall spatial layouts from years ago. By converting information into vivid spatial associations, we can significantly enhance our memory capacity. Though this powerful method has faded from common use as we've outsourced memory to technology, it reveals fundamental truths about how our minds naturally process and retain information. The path to memory mastery relies on deliberate practice, not innate talent. Most skills follow a pattern. Rapid initial improvement, followed by the okay plateau, where progress stalls as actions become automatic. Breaking through requires practice that's focused on specific weaknesses, just beyond current ability level, accompanied by immediate feedback, and repeated with conscious awareness. When I struggled to memorize cards under 5 minutes, I analyzed where I got stuck rather than mindlessly repeating the same approach. I developed efficient encoding systems like my person-action-object method, where cards became vivid stories. The King of Hearts transformed into Michael Jackson moonwalking with Einstein. This methodical approach to excellence applies universally, whether in memory training or mastering a musical instrument. Before widespread writing, memory was the cornerstone of cultural transmission, with epics like Homer's Iliad preserved entirely through oral tradition. The repetitive phrases weren't merely poetic, they were memory aids for performers reciting thousands of lines. The advent of writing and printing transformed memory from an internal capacity to an external technology. Socrates worried this would create forgetfulness in learner souls as they relied on written characters rather than their own memories. Modern technology has accelerated this externalization. Smartphones store our contacts, GPS guides our travel, and search engines answer our questions instantly. This raises important questions about what we lose by outsourcing memory. Memory champions contend that internally stored knowledge integrates more deeply with our thinking, enabling fluid connections and creativity in ways external storage cannot. Memory is also fundamental to identity. We are what we remember. As we increasingly rely on external memory systems, we may be transforming not just how we remember, but who we are. The extraordinary abilities of memory savants like Kim Peek, who inspired Rain Man, who could read two pages simultaneously with different eyes, challenge our understanding of human potential. While savants were traditionally thought to possess unique inborn talents, recent research suggests these abilities might be latent in all human brains, typically suppressed but occasionally accessible. This hidden savant hypothesis is supported by cases of acquired savantism, where ordinary people develop remarkable abilities after brain trauma, like sudden artistic talent after head injuries or perfect pitch following seizures. Neuroscientist Alan Snyder's research using transcranial magnetic stimulation, TMS, has temporarily induced savant-like abilities in ordinary subjects by inhibiting certain brain regions. He theorizes that typical brains filter information through conceptual processing, while disrupting this filtering might reveal normally hidden capacities. This suggests extraordinary memory abilities may not require special brains, but rather different ways of accessing ordinary brain function, similar to how memory champions' techniques work by bypassing usual conceptual filters. Memory transcends mere fact retention to become the bedrock of wisdom, enabling pattern recognition and meaningful understanding. Memory techniques aren't just mnemonic devices, but tools for deeper engagement with information. This process transforms raw information into knowledge through internalization and connection, and ultimately into wisdom through pattern recognition and practical application. While our digital age provides endless information access, it may discourage the deep processing needed to develop genuine wisdom. The memory palace technique is effective because it aligns with our brain's natural information processing through spatial awareness, imagery, and emotional association. This engagement enhances both retention and comprehension. The key insight from memory study isn't about specific techniques, but about attention as our vital cognitive resource. Memory champions excel not through superior brains, but through exceptional attention, a skill that helps us both remember more and experience life more deeply.